This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an enlightening message titled How to Respond to Economic Crisis. Today, he speaks about hard work and learning new things using the biblical example about Elisha and the widow's oil. Let's join in.
Number three, that one was largely physical. Tell somebody physical. That's hard work. And you know the lesson. You know, I like the way God gives three different lessons. Just to let us know that we must apply every part of our being, spirit, soul, and body, to solve one problem. That's why the emphasis is different. 2 Kings 4:1. Now there cried a certain woman of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondsmen. This woman, so this is not an economic crisis over a country, but over a family. But the principles is the same. This woman's husband was a prophet. And the prophet had died with debts owing people. Let me tell you something. If you run your business by prophecy, your business will collapse. Prophecy has its place to run a business, but largely it should be run by the mind. Prophecy has its place. A direction here, a direction there. But it is not something that's supposed to be all the time that your mind doesn't work. Every time you're looking for a prophecy. Every time, and there are people like that. Every time they're looking for a prophecy. So they're moving from one prayer camp, one man of God here, one prayer meeting here. Listen, you will never prosper. This prophet is a classic example. Classic. You would never prosper. I'm telling you. It has its place. In the time of Isaac, God just spoke once. That was it. The rest, you just see Isaac working. In the time of Joseph, he just spoke once. That was it. But you there, every day, most people are like that, they are very poor. Or either they are either poor or even they have money, they lose the money. So this man was a prophet. They were following prophecies. At the end of the day, they ended up in debts. I know people who have followed prophecies and they have accumulated huge debts. Everything has its place. It doesn't mean prophecy is not important. It's important, but it has its place. But you must know where, what its place is, what percentage it plays. There has to be balance. Elisha said to her, let's continue. Tell me, what have you in your house? She said, thy handmaid has not anything save a pot of oil. Then he said, go borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors. Borrow not a few. And when thou art coming, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour out into those vessels. So verse 5 says, so she went and shut the door upon him and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, the oil to her, and she poured out. And when the vessels were filled, verse 6 says, she said to her sons, bring me yet a vessel. And he said, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. 7 says, then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil, pay thy debt, live thou and the children of your rest. So this is how this problem was solved. In the story, they came to see Elijah. There is a supernatural element to it. Because to pour oil that never ceases. I mean, how? It must be something supernatural. There is a supernatural element to it. So in all the three stories, all elements are present. But like I said, the emphasis changes. Here, although the prophet prayed and there was an element of the supernatural, largely, you realize that this woman had never worked before. Ever. The husband was a prophet. They have been praying. They have been having prophecies. Everything. But they were very poor. So when they came to see the prophet Elisha, Elisha said, okay, the supernatural is true. But now to solve this economic crisis, you must put in the physical part. Because if you don't put in the physical path, God cannot even bless you. Because God has promised to bless the work of your hands, not the work of your unemployment. That's not promised that one. So he said, listen, it is now time to apply yourself. It's time to apply yourself. What the woman have to do? I tell you some things she had to do. One of the things that she had to do was to learn how to trade and how to sell and how to market. She had to learn it. You know, mentally, there are some people who cannot exert themselves mentally. In other words, if they have to learn and read and study and remember and think, they are mentally lazy. Mental laziness is very dangerous. It's more dangerous than physical laziness, because laziness is on different levels. This woman was into prophecies and prayers. She has not learned anything. So the prophet said, listen, you must now learn something. You must learn how to trade. You must learn how to sell oil. And you must learn how to market. The interesting thing I find is that when she even finished selling the oil, she went back to the prophet that I have the oil, so what should I do? What kind of nonsense is this? So in verse 7, the prophet said, listen, this is not prayer. Remove your Brazilian wig and get on the street and sell. This one, you have to work hard for it. He said, go and sell. He said, it's hard work. He said, in case you don't know about marketing, you have to learn about it. He said, this one, angels cannot do it for you. He said, you have to now do the physical learning of how to sell things and get the money and pay the debt and get the money and pay the debt and then enjoy. This one, prayer can't do it for you. You have to learn it. You know, sometimes in a time of economic crisis, you have to learn something new, because the problem you face and the tools you have cannot solve the problem you face. Sometimes the tools of today are not adequate for the problems of tomorrow. So sometimes your circumstances have changed and are still holding the same old tools. It won't work. You have to retool. You have to learn something new. Because in life is always changing. Listen, if we want to tackle this crisis, whatever you learned, maybe now it's not working. Put your tools down and learn something new. Until you learn, you're not going anywhere. Prophecy can't save you. Prayer can't save you. This woman had to learn something new. It was all physical. Mentally exert herself. Physically exert herself. Sit down, put in energy, and work. Otherwise, nothing was going to change. So what I want to say is that sometimes in this crisis, maybe whatever you are doing, people don't want it anymore. It belongs to a certain era. Unfortunately, life does not make an excuse for your age. If the price of milk is 5 cedis, they can't say, oh, you are 92, so 20 pesos. No, that's nothing like that. Price remains the same for the young, the middle-aged, whatever. Price remains the same. So I want to conclude by saying that you just have to learn something new. Otherwise, no amount of prayer will save you. No amount of complaining will save you. We are doing radio phoning, then you just call, of course, you have to face that. Listen, put the phone down and learn something. That's what's going to save you. I find that I'm always learning, because everything's always changing. And now the world is changing at a faster rate. So what you did 2 years ago, before you realize now it doesn't work again, the rate is now even much faster. So either you retire or you learn. Look at your neighbor, say, my neighbor, some people are trying to retire me, but I refuse to be retired. Put your hands together for Jesus. I refuse to be retired. It's time for us to retool. It's time for us to re-strategize. It's time for us to learn new things. Because no amount of prophecies can save you. Even your husband can be a prophet, but it will save you. You have to learn. The market has changed. The people have changed. The tools have changed. The people's taste, it has changed. Everything has changed. The course you learned is now obsolete. Obsolete. So as I close, these three stories give us three different perspectives or three different emphases. The first one has all the elements of hard work, blah, 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 but the emphasis is supernatural guidance. And we need it. May God guide all of us. The second one is mental wisdom and understanding. Look you out, a discreet man and a wise man. Joseph said, only the brain now can save us from this economic crisis. And number three, physical work. Let's learn new things. Let's do new things. Let's apply ourselves. Let's work. And we can turn the situation around. So I want to say that this period, like Joseph, is going to be the best period of your life. Can I hear your amen? I said it's going to be the best period of your life.
Thank you for joining us. Today we learned that a time of financial crisis can actually turn out to be the best period of your life so long as you are prepared to retool and re-strategize by learning new things.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, healed of hepatitis B. I just received this yesterday and I was reading it. It says, dear pastor, I ask you to pray for me to be healed from hepatitis B. You prayed for me and I'm happy to inform you that I went to the hospital for checkup. And after a series of tests, the doctor confirmed that there is no trace of hepatitis B virus in my body. I am totally healed. Put your hands together for Jesus. Wow. With God, all things are possible.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Have you ever experienced periods in your life when you felt tired and disillusioned about the very things that used to excite you? It could be a marriage, a job, or your relationship with God. The daily grind of life can sap energy from your soul, mind, and emotions, leaving you depleted. Anything that expends energy needs to be recharged. Recharge your life with this exciting book by Kakrabaden, Energy Drink. It will keep you fired up to face each day with faith, hope, and love. You can order this book through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Energy Drink in the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. That's +233 55 700 9010. You can place a regular call or send a text message to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. This book is also available as an ebook on Amazon, Kindle, or Kobo.com. We also deliver worldwide. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.